I ventured out one beautiful crisp autumn morning to walk the labyrinth in the Katoomba Community Garden in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. This ancient path for walking meditation had been my staunch companion through some pretty turbulent times that included the death of my beloved dog, watching my ex-husband waste to his death in the same year, the sale of my treehouse home, commencing work as doctor to the dying, admission to a psychiatric hospital with crippling anxiety and depression. Already that duo were once again pinning me to the bed early in the morning, heaping fears and recriminations upon me and making it well nigh impossible to crawl out from under the doona and face the challenges of day-to-day reality. I paused at the entrance to this mosaic beauty and felt the sun on my upturned face, the cool fanning breeze on my skin. Aptly, as I made one of the turns on the path, an idea emerged. It felt as if it left the shelter of the heritage apple trees and walked up to me. It carried a question. What would my life be like if I walked a different labyrinth every day for a year? I felt excitement rise up from my feet and pass through my body. Such a quest would involve travel. After all, there aren't 365 labyrinths in Australia. Immediately I had a sense that unlike the planning and forensic diagnostic thinking that guided so much of my life, this would involve a willingness to trust invitation, inspiration and serendipity. Of course, I was already talking myself out of it by the time I got back to the car. I gave myself the final piece of permission to fulfill my crazy idea when I was diagnosed with two large brain tumours squashing the left hemisphere of my brain 3 days before Christmas in 2016. I had already made moves that defy logic and good sense. I had quit my job and was in the process of surrendering my apartment and giving away many of my possessions. On the eve of my surgery, I was reflecting on this ultimate test of trust, allowing other people to take sharp implements to my brain. I vowed that if I survived with my intellect intact, I would start to share more of what I'd learned in the last 40 years. No more hiding the magical, metaphysical and mysterious that medicine pushes aside. I pictured myself kneeling and touching my forehead to the floor of the 800-year-old labyrinth in Chartres Cathedral in France. I got to fulfill that dream, plus many that were unforeseen. Within 4 months of my surgery, I commenced my travels to 8 different countries. My grateful feet trod the path of 400 different labyrinths. It was one of the most enriching experiences of my life, one whose wisdom I'm still harvesting.